Hallelujah. I'm not sure what you guys are doing for Christmas this year, but I'm planning on getting fat. Are we? Don't you agree? I'm getting fat. I deserve it. You see, the doctor, there's a doctor in the house. He's nodding. Get fat. Hallelujah. But I thank God for Christmas. If it wasn't for Christmas, we probably wouldn't be here today. How many of people agree? So I want to share with you, are you ready for God's word this morning? If you've got your Bibles, please turn with me to the book of Luke, the Gospel of Luke. And I'm going to read from chapter 2. It's a bit lengthy, so you have to bear with me, because I need to make a point this morning. It says, in those days, Caesar Augustus issued a decree that a census should be taken of the entire Roman world. This was the first census that took place while Quirinius was governor of Syria, and everyone went to their own town to register. So Joseph also went up from the town of Nazareth in Galilee to Judea, to Bethlehem, the town of David, because he belonged to the house and line of David. He went there to register with Mary, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a child. While they were there, the time came for the baby to be born, and she gave birth to her firstborn, a son. She wrapped him in cloths and placed him in a manger because there was no guest room available for them. And there were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks at night. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. Now, this is my favorite part. He says, but the angel said to them, do not be afraid. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. I bring you good news that will cause great joy for all the people. And all the people means all the people. The rich, the poor, the deaf, the lame, the blind, the depressed, the oppressed. If you're a crackhead, a drunkard, everybody, there's no exemption. Everybody, and that's what I like about it. Every single person here falls under this category. Now watch this in verse 11. It says, today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you. He is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign to you. You will find a baby wrapped in cloths and lying in the manger. Suddenly, a great company of the heavenly host appeared with the angel, praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest heaven and on earth peace to those on whom his favor rests. Hallelujah. You know, there are so many stories in the Bible that blow me away, but this is in a league of its own. Completely. Now, I remember the Bible says once Joshua was in the middle of a battle, just like we all have battles in our lives. We all have battles. And somehow he realizes that unless circumstances change, there's no way he's going to be able to complete that battle. And so he raises his hands to the Lord and says, Father, I need you to get this son to stand still so I can win this battle. And as incredible as this may sound, God says, or God led the son to stand still so that Joshua will win his battle. Now, it amazes me, or I never cease to get amazed, how far God will go just for you and just for me so that we can step into our destiny. Even if it means changing time or stopping time. In essence, that is what he did. He stopped time just so his children could step into their destiny. Now, if this God you serve isn't amazing, I don't know where else you describe it. Goliath was an obstacle in the way of the progress of the Israelites. And the Bible says God sent David to go and fight and defeat Goliath. And that's the only way they could go past their obstacle. Now, the point I'm trying to make this morning is, look, in life you have battles and obstacles that at times stop you from progressing. You've got battles and obstacles that stops you from progressing. And the reason why I like the story of Jesus Christ is because he came so that we might have a new life, a new beginning, and a bright future. Because there are certain battles and obstacles that you face in life that unless he steps in, you keep going round in circles and circles and circles. He's the only one who can help you go past where you are right now. And that's what I like about the story. No, it's not just eating turkeys and Brussels sprouts and getting fat. There's more to the story. Somebody say, there's more to the story. Indeed, there is more to the story. And that is what I like. Now watch this. Watch this. Does it not even confound you that God, as big as it is, the Bible says heavens and the highest heavens cannot even contain God. And yes, he reduces himself. And he's born in a manger. He's born in a cave and placed in a manger. That's how far God will go just for you. Just for you to have a new life. Just for you to have a bright future. Just for you to have a new hope. He reduces himself. Personally, I think it's beneath his dignity to do that. And yet he does that for you. And maybe God is trying to make a point. He really is trying to make a point. Look, that it doesn't matter how low in life you feel. It doesn't matter how humble your beginning is. It doesn't matter how low you get in life. You have a great future as long as you're with him. Hallelujah. And maybe that is the point he's trying to make. Maybe he's trying to say, look, maybe you can be less than humble, but no condition, no situation in your life is permanent. No matter how bad it seems, no situation in your life is permanent. You can overcome it just because of the birth of Jesus. I remember one day the disciples came to Jesus and said to Jesus, they saw a blind man sitting somewhere and said, Jesus, who sinned that this guy has become blind? Did he sin or did his parents? And Jesus said, no, none of them, not him, not his parents. The reason he's going through what he's going through is so that my works will be revealed or displayed in him. Now, the point I want to make is, listen, I don't know what you're going through right now, but God has a reason and a purpose for taking you through what you're going through. And maybe it's because he wants to display his works in you. It doesn't make sense. Somebody who's born blind has no control over how he's born. But he's born blind, and Jesus is saying, no, the reason why this guy is blind is because I want to display my works in him. My works in him. It's just the whole, and I like the way Luke presents the story, because in the natural, of all the times that Caesar Augustus could have issued a decree, why does he do it when Mary is pregnant? Now, Mary's got a prophecy that he's going to have a child. She's going to have a child. And yet somehow, there's a decree that you have to leave Nazareth and go to Bethlehem. Now, it's at least 3 days' journey. Can you imagine the discomfort and the stress that will come from going from Nazareth to Bethlehem? Can you imagine how stressful that is? And you'd be thinking, God, I thought your hand was in this. I thought you prophesied that I was going to have a baby. I thought you prophesied that you're going to have birth something in me. How come I'm going through all this thing that I'm going through? The stress of going all the way from Nazareth to Bethlehem wasn't easy. And yet somehow he managed and he got there. Now, I want to make a point. At times in life, things would happen in your life that you think, Lord, is your hand really in this? Because if your hand is really in this, I can't feel it, God. I can't feel it if your hand is in this. In the natural, nothing seemed as though God's hand was on what was happening. Nothing seemed as though God's hand was on what was happening. And to Mary, Mary's probably thinking, God, why am I having to go through all this? And so on one side, you have Mary dealing with the stress of going to Bethlehem and Joshua having to be there for her and having a baby in the cave and being placed in a manger. And on the other side, you've got angels appearing to shepherds. Now, the Bible says when the angel appeared to the shepherds, they announced the birth of Jesus Christ. And suddenly, a host of angels joined them and they were celebrating. Now, Mary and Joseph didn't know heavens were celebrating. They didn't know. There's always a spiritual side to what you're going through. That's what we're going to say. There's always a spiritual aspect to what you're going through. And there are times that, you see, you'll be going through things and thinking, God, I can't feel your presence in this. But for all you know, heavens is rejoicing because the process you are going through is because God is about to birth something in you that is going to cause you to celebrate. It's no coincidence that this coming year is the year of Jubilee. Last week I said, get your trumpets ready. Get your handkerchiefs ready. Get your vuvuzelas ready because God is going to do something in your life that will blow you away. And for me, that is the story that Christmas carries. God is about to do something. It may not feel like that right now. It may not sound like that right now. But you know what the Bible says? It says, in all circumstances, give thanks. Because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus. because God knows that you're going through a process that is going to birth something in you that's going to cause you to celebrate. Hallelujah. If you believe it, say, I believe. It's my prayer that this coming year, 2018, God will blow you away. Like Pastor Joe, like you said, Prophet Kathy said, unimaginable breakthrough or something. Favor, we would receive it in Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Are you with me this morning? So I just want to encourage you this morning. Listen, doesn't matter what you are going through right now. God knows the plans and the purposes he has for you. He really does. Some things would not make sense. You think, God, it's been a battle throughout this whole year. It's been a struggle. I can imagine all the obstacles that I've had to contend with. Lord, why? But you know, you can't have triumph without trials. You can't. You can't have triumph. Listen, following God is not always easy, but the end results, it's just amazing. It really is. It's just amazing. And for me, once again, this is what Christmas is all about. It says, for this reason, he was manifested. For this reason, he was manifested. To change that situation, to change that problem, to change that thing that you're going through. And now listen, if you're going to make significant change in our lives in 2018, there are some things that we're going to have to walk away from. You know, when the Bible says, in all things, in all circumstances, give thanks to God because this is the will of God for you in Christ Jesus, at times it doesn't make sense. It sounds crazy. How can I give glory to God? How can I thank God in a situation like maybe you lose somebody or you lose your house or you lose somebody through death and God is saying, give thanks. It doesn't make sense. But you know, that is where the Israelites failed in the wilderness. Lack of gratitude. When God took them as slaves from Egypt into the promised land, one thing they didn't do is learn how to be grateful. No, they didn't do that at all. Oh, Lord, why me? Where is the water? And Lord, what is this? What's this manna? And Father, we want meat. And we had rather be in Egypt because over there we had a better life. They kept complaining and complaining and complaining and complaining. And as a result, only two people out of more than 2 million only made it to the promised land. Now, a journey that was supposed to have taken 11 days ended up being 40 years. A journey that was, I'm not here to judge them because I don't know what it felt like being in the wilderness. I'm not here to judge at all, but I can learn from their mistakes. And in 2018, there are certain things you're going to have to walk away from. And one of them is ingratitude. Ingratitude, you're just going to have to walk away from. You're going to have to walk away from some relationships that are holding you back, that keeps getting you round and round and round in circles and taking you nowhere. There are certain habits and things that you're going to have to walk away from in 2018. Because otherwise, you keep going round in circles and circles and circles. You take two steps forward and you take five steps back. You keep going round in circles and circles. One thing they didn't do was to protect their progress. We need to learn to protect our progress. Protect your progress. And one of the things to do is to be grateful. Listen, maybe you might be financially sound, but maybe the relationship you have with your children isn't that great. And so if God in his mercy has restored the relationship you have with your children this year, it's a progress. Protect it. Maybe you had a bad marriage this year, the whole of the year, but somehow God in his mercy and in his favor has restored this marriage. It's progress. Protect it. And come on, if you don't mind me using an example, you see how long it's taking you to finally get engaged. It's progress. Protect it. My time will come. Don't worry. It's come. I'll start right now. Hallelujah. Protect your progress. Maybe the whole year you have not been sound in your body and somehow God has healed you. It's progress. Protect it. Protect your progress. Because you don't want the same issues that was troubling you in this year. You don't want them to follow you in 2018. Now watch this. It took a lot of persuasion for Pharaoh to let the Israelites go. It took a lot of persuasion. But eventually, he allowed them to go. And as they walked away, I can guarantee you they were thankful that eventually all the things that were holding us back It's no more there, and now we can look forward into the new season that God has for us. But something happens. At the edge of their breakthrough, and that is the Red Sea, just before they crossed, suddenly, Pharaoh and his army start coming back. Everything they thought they had walked away from, suddenly, was following them. Now understand, I just believe that it's no coincidence that God got, I don't know at what point that Pharaoh changed his mind, but I believe it's no coincidence that God caused Pharaoh to change his mind just as they were about to cross the Red Sea. And so when the Israelites crossed the Red Sea, you see that Pharaoh, the Bible says he had about 500 or 600 chariots. They all followed him through the sea. But what happened? They drowned. And maybe God is saying, it's not enough just to walk away from your problems. You need to bury them. Otherwise, they might come again and follow in 2018. And that is not what you want. It's not just enough just walking away from them. You need to bury certain problems. You need to bury certain relationships. You need to bury certain habits. It's not good just walking away from them. You need to bury them. Battles and obstacles. And some of these things, it's not easy to do. And that is why the story of the birth of Jesus is so important. Because he came to help you in the areas where you couldn't do it for yourself. He came to help you in the areas where you couldn't do it for yourself. And if you don't walk away from certain things, if you don't protect certain progress that you've made, you find yourself walking round and round and round. Can we go to Luke chapter 13? I just want to show you something. Luke chapter 13. Protect your progress. Walk away from things that have nothing to do with your goals. I don't know, my iPad is failing me today. Luke chapter 13, please. Verse 6. It says, then he told this parable. A man had a fig tree growing in his vineyard, and he went to look for fruit on it, but did not find any. So he said to the man who took care of the vineyard, for 3 years now I've been coming to look for fruit on this fig tree and haven't found any. Cut it down. Why should it use up soil? Sir, the man replied, leave it alone for one more year, and I'll dig around it and fertilize it. If it bears fruit next year, fine. If not, then cut it. Now go back. If not, then cut it down. For 3 years, it's been the same story, but a different year. Same story, but different year. And it gets to the point where you get fed up. Because every year you're expecting something. You're expecting something new, and it's the same story. And so the guy says, cut it down. Now there are times that justice would demand that you be cut down. But grace says, give him another chance. Give him another chance. Give him another chance. Let me work on it. Let me work on it. Listen, if your marriage, if your job, if your relationships, if it's going to bear fruit, you're going to have to work on it. God will do his part, but you have to do your part as well. You are going to have to work on it. Don't just sit and assume, no, because you're praying, everything is going to be. No. God will do his part, but you will do your part. For 3 years, it's been the same story every single year. And understand this. See, when God is demanding that you bear fruit, God will never demand anything from you that he hasn't deposited in you. And so if God is saying he wants you to see you bear fruit, then there's something he's put in you that he's expecting you to bear fruit. And that is what it is. That is what it is. Protect your progress. Protect your progress. And maybe you're probably here and you're not even going through hardship. Maybe you're doing really, really well. But it's a scripture for you to in John chapter 15. Can we go there? John chapter 15, verse 1. John chapter 15, verse 1. John, Gospel of John chapter 15. It says, I am the true vine and my Father is gardener. He cuts off every branch in me that bears no fruit, while every branch that does bear fruit, he prunes so that it will be even more fruitful. Just because you're doing well doesn't mean you should stop there. Just because you're doing well doesn't mean you should settle in 2018. There's still room for improvement. I would say the only limitations we face in life are the ones that we impose on ourselves. But God wants to change that. Listen, I don't know what you expect of God this coming year. But if you're going to jubilate, like Pastor Paul said, if you want to jubilate, if you want to take your vuvuzelas and your trumpets and your handkerchief and jubilate, then you need to embrace the story of Christmas. Because there are some things that are beyond you that only God can do. You will do your part, and he will do his part. I know you want to go home right now and get your turkeys and everything sorted, but I'm wrapping up. Don't worry. This is 9 a.m. style. Don't worry. Listen to me. God will do anything for you. He will do anything for you. Anything. As long as it's in line with his will for your life, he will do anything. If he has to stop the sun, if he has to stop time just for you to step into your destiny. It seems to me like God is more concerned about you fulfilling your destiny than even you are at times. Because that is your purpose here on earth. Really. But when we lost it in the garden, he had to devise a plan. And this, what we read today, what we celebrate today, is the plan he devised. It's for you, and for you, and for you, and for you, and for me. And maybe that is why he's saying, the angel said, do not be afraid. Do not be afraid. I bring you news that will cause great joy. Now, if this doesn't excite you, I don't know what else, but I want you to stand on your feet right now. Because we need to do some ministry here before we go. There's no way you have to step in 2018 the same way as you are. No. Father, I thank you so much for your word today. I thank you, Lord, for every soul represented here this morning or this afternoon. I thank you for every life, God, here this morning. Father, you know the struggles and the battles and the obstacles that they are facing right now. But you said it was for this reason why Jesus was manifested. Lord, may they see the power of this manifestation in their lives, oh God. Lord, may they never leave this room today the same way as they came, God. Nobody really, God, nobody really and truly encounters you, Father, and goes the same way as they did, oh God. May today not just be another Sunday service where they come just because they have to come, or just they come in here because it's Christmas Eve. I pray that, Father, may they have a true encounter with you. Maybe you're probably even here right now. You don't even know this Jesus. You celebrate him, but you don't even know who he really is. He wants to give you the opportunity to know him. You know, it says that when they got to Bethlehem, there was no room at the inn for Mary and Joseph. And maybe, there's a reason for that. That maybe Jesus doesn't want to stay in any inn. The only place he wants to stay is in your heart. And maybe that's why there was no room in the inn for him. Will you make room in your heart for him today? Will you? Will you make room in your heart for him today? He wants to do so much for you, so much in you, and so much through you than you can possibly even imagine. He says, what you are going through is so that my works would be displayed in his life. Father, I thank you so much for your word. Your word which goes forth, Father, does not return to you void, but it accomplishes every purpose for which you sent it, Lord. May your word come alive this morning, O God, in the lives of your sons and your daughters this morning, God. May it bring transformation, O God. May it bring reformation and restoration, O God. May it touch every area of their lives where they need you, O God, the most. Lord, even when they find it hard to walk away from certain things and certain relationships and certain things that are holding them back, Lord, give them the strength to be able to do it. May today, oh God, mark a new beginning in their lives. I thank you so much, Father, in the precious and mighty name of